Welcome back to episode 2 of the Daily Talk Show. Mm-hmm. Today's topic is going to be all about Instagram stories.
Okay.
We got 5 minutes.
Maximum 5 minutes, okay.
Let's get that clock started. Mm-hmm. Okay, straight into it. So, in your opinion, what do you think Instagram stories is good for?
Okay, Instagram stories is amazing to show off your brand's personality. And what I mean by that is the personality of the brand itself and the personality of the people working within the brand. Mm. It's also amazing to show off what's happening behind the scenes. I think us as Irish people, we're naturally nosy, so we like seeing what's happening behind the scenes. Mm. And it's almost showing what's happening behind the scenes live. Without it being live, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. So why should your brand be using it? So, let's say your company or your actual business.
Okay, I think if we're honest, most people on Instagram right now spend most of their time on Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. That's where the attention is. So as soon as people log on to Instagram, they might scroll through the feed or they might look at the Explore feed, but most of the time is spent on Instagram stories. And it's so easy to flick on to the next person. So that's where the attention is. So that is why brands and companies should be focusing on Instagram stories.
Cool. And would you say that brands, what they do is they might make a mistake of just using Instagram stories, mm-hmm, on Instagram?
Yeah, I think
they should be using the whole mix.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
Definitely. I think there's so many tools on Instagram. It's not just Instagram stories. There's obviously IGTV, there's live, and there's the feed. So spread your content
and highlights.
Yeah. I think spread your content throughout all of Instagram. So you might have a long form video on IGTV, you might have a shorter version of that on Instagram stories, mm-hmm, you might post a landscape version of that on the news feed, and then post on your highlights. So take advantage of all the tools on Instagram.
Yeah, cool. And I think also like Instagram ads, mm-hmm, that because a lot of attention is on Instagram stories, mm-hmm, that needs to be put on Instagram ads, needs to be put on Instagram stories.
I'm sorry, yeah, 100%. I think, again, if we're honest, if we look at Instagram stories, every two or three people you flick through on Instagram stories, you're hit with an ad, which makes total sense because that is where all the attention is right now. And I think a lot of brands and companies are realizing that. So if you are a brand or you want a company and you want to start placing ads on Instagram, then look at Instagram stories.
Of course, that's come from the Facebook side of things as well. Mm-hmm, but yeah, also you can do it on your standalone app as well.
Yep.
So I suppose going back, it was always kind of more of a younger demographic they were using, mm-hmm, Instagram. Do you, yep, feel like it's after kind of moving towards
I definitely think it's like all apps. I think once an app starts, it almost starts with the younger generation, mm-hmm, and then everyone else sees that it's a good app, or they see a lot of attention is on it, so they'll join it. So I think right now, if you're talking about the largest market on it, it may be between 18 to 35 year olds, mm-hmm, but again, everyone is starting to move on to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that it?
That's it, I think.
Okay, I think that's about 3 minutes.
Okay, very good.
Do you want to plug us now?
Yes, I do. Okay. So yesterday's topic, we discussed Facebook and all, yep, things Facebook. Mm-hmm. So if you want to watch that, go back to yesterday's one. Mm-hmm. You can find that across all platforms that we're on.
Yep.
If you want to talk about any more topics, please tweet us or send us a DM. You can tweet us by using the hashtag TheDailyTalkShow. And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow.